So, you have a new Venom movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Somehow we made it to three.
We did it!
Yeah.
So what are we gonna do with that whole Venom has visited the MCU post-credit scene we did?
Nothing. We go back to the Sonyverse and Venom says he hates multiverses.
Okay, well, we dipped our toes in. That was exciting.
Technically, we're part of the MCU now.
Technically, we are, so fans can kind of imagine a world where Spider-Man and Venom would have interacted, potentially.
That's what people are paying us for, sir.
For some reason, yes, they seem to be.
So we're gonna meet the bad guy of this movie, this guy Null, who created the symbiotes, and he's trapped in a space prison.
Oh, and what kind of cool stuff's he gonna do with the movie?
Nothing, really, because he's trapped in a space prison.
Right, you did just say that.
But because Venom saved Eddie's life, that created something called a codex, which Null can use to escape from space prison and do evil things, potentially, because of the codex thing.
That's strangely specific.
Yeah, I can write whatever I want here, and people have no choice but to accept it.
Oh, neat.
So in this movie, whenever Eddie and Venom transform fully, they can be tracked by this scary monster that Null sent after them.
So the premise is that we can't really see full-on Venom much in this full-on Venom movie?
Precisely.
I guess that's what people want to see.
Anyway, so at the same time, Eddie's on the run because he's a murder suspect because of the last movie. He's being chased by this military guy, Strickland.
Oh, we should get Chiwetel Ejiofor to play the military guy.
The guy who played Baron Mordo in Doctor Strange?
Yeah, that way people will see him in the trailers and be like, wait, is this all connected multiversally?
And then when they watch the movie, they'll be like, oh no, it isn't, it's not that.
But by then, we already have their money.
Smart. So anyway, after being chased by an alien monster in the military a bit, Eddie's gonna hitchhike with this family.
And what's their deal?
Well, they're kinda weird, and the dad is bringing his family to see Area 51 before it gets shut down.
We should get Reese fans to play the dad.
The guy who played the Lizard in The Amazing Spider-Man and Spider-Man No Way Home?
That's right.
We had Venom in a post-credit scene of that movie.
That's right.
So why would we-
I just explained to you why.
Fair enough. Okay, let's trick these suckers.
Acting like you're about to do something fun and then not doing it is good.
Oh.
So what else happens?
Well, it just so happens that a bunch of symbiotes are being kept at Area 51.
Oh, wow. What are the odds of Eddie accidentally heading that way?
I told you, I can write whatever I want.
Crazy.
So after spending kind of a weird amount of time road tripping with his family, Eddie's gonna get dropped off in Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And who does he run into there but Mrs. Chen,
the woman who runs the local convenience store near his place in San Francisco?
Yeah, finds her at a slot machine at the first casino he walks into.
Well, you really can write whatever you want, huh?
I sure can, sir. So they're gonna completely transform into Venom so they can do a fun dance with her, set to ABBA.
Oh, do they not know that when they fully transform, it attracts the deadly monster?
No, they know.
So why would they do that?
Well, at this point in the movie, I want the monster to find them, so they're just gonna do it.
Fair enough.
And the military people are gonna show up, too, actually split Venom from Eddie and bring them to Area 51.
Oh no.
And they're gonna find out that the only way to destroy the Codex and save the world is if one of them dies.
Oh. Kind of seems like a no-brainer that they should sacrifice one of them.
No. Everybody's fighting for them both to survive. Even the other symbiotes are gonna fight for that.
Why?
Because Eddie and Venom are the main characters.
That makes sense.
And there's gonna be this big dramatic scene where Strickland gets approved to deploy the Six.
The Six, huh? What are they, like, symbiote soldiers or something?
No, they're just like six military guys who die immediately.
Oh, okay.
But all the symbiotes are gonna be released to help fight the monster, and they're gonna, like, bond with scientists so they can fight.
Didn't we make a big deal in the first movie about it being super rare for a symbiote to find a human host?
Hey, shut up. And also, there's this one scientist named Teddy Payne, and she's gonna have this whole backstory with her brother, and they were both struck by lightning as kids.
Okay.
And he wanted to be a scientist, but he died, so she became a scientist, and she has, like, this big lightning scar on her.
Right.
And at the climax of the movie, when a symbiote bonds with her, there's gonna be some, like, lightning on her hand.
Gotcha.
So, that's where that whole backstory leads up to.
Oh. Okay, what does that add to this?
Now that I say it out loud, I don't know, but it's gonna be in there.
Well, okay then.
So then the big bad guy, who is incapable of moving, is gonna send several monsters, and these people had a hard time handling one.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough to save the day now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Venom kind of absorbs them all and then walks over to this thing of acid they had kind of out in the open and sacrifices himself.
They just had big vats of acid nearby?
Yeah, that's how they were destroying things in Area 51.
With acid.
Yes.
That is convenient.
Yeah, so now Venom is dead and Eddie is sad, and we're gonna have a nice flashback montage set to the song Memories by Maroon 5.
What? And so then we're done. What do you think?
Oh, it sounds like a good time. I just feel like maybe we should leave it a bit more open-ended.
Isn't this the last one that Tom Hardy's doing?
Yeah, but I mean, if this movie does super well, we're gonna feel kinda silly if we don't leave an open door.
Okay, well, we can have a post-credit scene where Null kinda shows his face and it's like, oh, he's... He's still there.
Love it.
And maybe we show a cockroach that has some symbiote on it.
Perfect. All right. Let's hope this one hits a franchise high.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.